Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You may have joked with your friends about using tapeworms to lose weight, thinking that it was a diet of the past. But today, people are purposely infecting themselves with worms for reasons ranging from weight loss to asthma. Hello, and welcome to Tiny Vampires, a podcast about disease, science, and blood-sucking insects. A member of the Agora Podcast Network. I'm Raven Forrest Fruscalzo, your host. This topic was suggested by @AmyIsTrying on Twitter. She said, "I used to joke about deliberately acquiring a tapeworm to lose weight. I believe tapeworm pills were once a thing. Tell me everything that makes that a terrible idea." Obviously, there are a ton of reasons why that's a bad idea, but intentional self-infection with parasites might not be all that crazy. It just depends on which one. Back in the early 1900s, the idea that being thin was the ideal of beauty took over. As one advertisement stated, "Eat, eat, eat, and always stay thin." The yellowed ad appears to be a newspaper clipping printed in all blacks and reds. A beautiful Grecian goddess-looking woman stares down at a giant pile of processed food with an expression of serenity. Printed all around her, in different fonts, are some familiar refrains for anybody who has ever seen a weight loss ad. "No diet, no exercise, no danger, no ill effects." Less familiar is the product. Sanitized tapeworms, jar packed. It isn't exactly clear if these tapeworm pills were actually a real product, if anybody actually ordered them, or if they were, and they did, that they actually contained any tapeworms. Many non-prescription products, then as now, don't actually contain anything that they say they do. That doesn't mean that people aren't pressured by society to go to all sorts of extremes. People have in the past, and they certainly do today. Although it's illegal to sell parasites in the US, the internet has made it possible for people who have heard of this historic trend to track down unscrupulous and unregulated dealers. In Iowa, in 2013, a woman who was presumably having some kind of health complication went to her doctor and admitted to having ordered tapeworm pills online, causing a national media flurry. In 2010, doctors in China saw a disturbing spike in the number of websites offering tapeworms for weight loss. Now, let's not be too hard on the people who get to this point, where they're actually willing to swallow something like this. Literally and figuratively. Fatty foods are cheaper in much of the world, making maintaining a healthy weight a luxury not everyone can afford. The sellers tout how much weight a customer can lose and that it's safe, using what looks like real science. It's just a matter of trusting the wrong person in a desperate situation. And I think that even if we believe we would never fall into this trap ourselves, we can understand how somebody easily could. So getting to the question at hand, why is this such a bad idea? Well, you can look at it from two different perspectives. Why is it a bad idea if your goal is to lose weight and look good, and why it's a bad idea from a medical standpoint. If your goal is to be thinner, this is really not the way to do it. First, much of the time, and if you're lucky, nothing happens. Many people who have tapeworms never know it until years later when it dies and dramatically leaves the body along with the feces. This can be a pretty psychologically traumatic event, as they can grow many feet long. If you do end up with symptoms, they're pretty unattractive, including nausea, diarrhea, malnutrition, and bloating. While someone who infected themselves on purpose might shed a few pounds, they wouldn't look like it because of their bloated belly. And the worms wouldn't only be stealing calories either. Nutrients in the food that we eat gets taken up too, giving the dieter a wan, unhealthy appearance. To get into why this is a bad idea from a medical standpoint, let's talk about how these worms operate. Tapeworms are one of the most appropriately named animals in the kingdom. They're very long, flat, sectioned into segments, and even are kind of the color of masking tape. At one end, they have a horrifying-looking head-like structure called a scolex. On four sides of the scolex are suckers, and at the top, a row of hooks. These hooks and suckers are used to latch on to the inside of the intestinal wall. They don't have a mouth, though. They absorb everything they need directly through their skin. The beauty of being an internal parasite is that almost everything is taken care of for you. They have no need to regulate their temperature, find food, find shelter, avoid predators, or even breathe. Everything's taken care of by their host, except for three things: reproduction, getting their offspring out into the world, and avoiding the immune system of their host. The most common tapeworm to infect people is Taenia solium, or the pork tapeworm. The harm that it does all relates back to those three points. For example, the bloating that it causes is a result of the infected person's immune system trying to fight the worm. The most harmful symptoms are caused by the worm's complicated reproduction. Pork tapeworms have two hosts. Just like malaria has humans and mosquitoes, the pork tapeworm has pigs and people. In people, segments of the tapeworm individually produce thousands of eggs and then break off from the end of the worm, passing out of the body with the fecal waste. When pigs and people are living in close quarters, the pig eats human feces and swallows the eggs. The eggs hatch and move through the intestinal wall of the pig into its bloodstream and eventually end up in the muscles, where they form a cyst. When the pig is slaughtered, those cysts are in the meat, and if the meat isn't cooked hot enough to kill the eggs, they end up in the person's gut, and the tapeworm starts growing, starting the entire disgusting cycle all over again. As that stands, the tapeworm seems pretty harmless, other than the malnutrition and bloating, but the problem is that the tapeworm doesn't know if it's in a pig or a person. Remember, there are two different types of eggs, the ones coming out of a person's rear end and the ones in the pig's meat. If a person ingests the eggs that are coming from people, say they don't wash their hands in the bathroom or they, quote, sanitize them and put them into a pill for other people to swallow, the eggs break through the wall of the patient's gut and make their way into the bloodstream as if they were in a pig. Except people aren't pigs, so sometimes they end up just under the skin in a lumpy cyst, and horrifically, but rarely, they can end up in the brain and spinal cord, causing headaches, confusion, seizures, and even more rarely, death. As you can tell, the tapeworm's life cycle is complicated, and I personally wouldn't trust some random person on the internet to know the difference between these two types of eggs, even if I was willing to put up with the bloating, exhaustion, malnutrition, stomach pains, and possible intestinal blockages they did happen to give me the right one. All that being said, some scientists who study the immune system, or immunologists, are entertaining the idea that parasites aren't all that bad. There are some that are being explored as medical treatments. Back in episode 26, we learned that allergies are caused by immune cells that have evolved to fight parasites. Knowing that, these immunologists figured that if these cells were fighting actual parasites, they would stop attacking the person's own body. The idea is that our environments are too clean, too parasite-free, so the immune system has nothing to do, making it attack the patient's own body. These types of conditions are called autoimmune diseases. Some examples are Crohn's disease, asthma, diabetes, and all sorts of allergies. This idea is called the hygiene hypothesis. From the outside, it looks like this hypothesis holds up. Highly sanitized countries have high rates of these conditions, whereas countries where parasitic infections are still common, autoimmune diseases are rare. That brings us to today's paper. Trichuris suis therapy in Crohn's disease by Summer et al. In 2005. Summers couldn't just give people any random parasite. They wanted one that was going to interact with the immune system, but not grow out of control to the point where they were doing more harm than good. That's why they chose the whipworm, whose scientific name is Trichuris suis, not the tapeworm. Although they're both named worm and they're both parasites, these are very different animals. Whipworms are a type of nematode that attach to the wall of the intestines, just like a tapeworm, but they aren't there just to absorb nutrients from the food flowing by. They have a mouth, and they feed on blood. This means that they're directly interacting with the host's immune system. Unlike the tapeworm, they only need one host, not needing to move back and forth between pigs and people. As they live in the intestines, they lay thousands of eggs, which get carried out in the feces. Once outside of the body and in the soil, the eggs develop. When the soil then gets on crops or into the water supply, the eggs are eaten or drank by another person, and the cycle is complete. Because whipworms spend much of their time fighting the immune system, they have developed tools to knock it down a notch, which, as you can imagine, is great news for somebody with an autoimmune disease like Crohn's. Crohn's disease is thought to be the result of a person's immune system attacking the normal bacteria and viruses that live inside of the intestines, causing inflammation and scarring. It's debilitating for people who have it, especially children who can end up with delayed growth and sexual maturity. Summer's study started off with 29 patients who had Crohn's disease. All of them were given 2,500 whipworm eggs in a, quote, commercial drink. It makes me wonder what it was. Gatorade's new slogan, it can hide the taste of thousands of parasite eggs. Somehow I don't think it's going to catch on. I don't know. Anyway, patients came in and drank their commercial drink and egg cocktail every 3 weeks for 24 weeks. If you're counting, that's 20,000 whipworm eggs each. The paper makes a special note that they actually observed patients drinking all of the drinks, which is pretty understandable. The Crohn's Disease Activity Index, a scale that doctors use to measure how bad people's Crohn's disease is, was used to figure out how effective the worms were. All of the patients stayed on their medications and continued their other therapies. Summer's simple question was, did their score go down, indicating that they were getting better, or did they stay the same, indicating that the worms weren't really having an effect? After 12 weeks, 76 of the patients improved in some way, and 66% went into remission. 12 weeks later, 79% had improved and 72% had gone into remission, which seems like a pretty good start. None of the patients developed any side effects, so at the very least, there's some evidence that worms aren't doing any harm, although many of the symptoms of a whipworm infection and Crohn's disease, like diarrhea, are exactly the same. This research was funded by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, so if you like this kind of research, consider donating them a buck or two. While the results seem pretty interesting, this study was just a proof of concept. No one acted as a control, everyone stayed on their medications, and there were very few people in the trial to begin with. There are a lot of things that can impact a person's score, not just the worms. So although whipworms might end up being a doctor-approved medical device someday, I seriously doubt that tapeworms ever will be. Other studies on different parasites have shown similar results, while yet others showed no benefits at all, and there are even some that showed harm. It's another research topic that we'll be keeping an eye out for in the scientific news. If you're interested in this sort of news, you can catch a lot of it by following us on Twitter at @TinyVampiresPod or on Facebook. The Agora announcement this month is that we set up an online store. Tiny Vampires merch isn't up quite yet, but you can already order swag from your other Agora faves, like American Biography and The History of England. Just run a search for Agora Podcast Network Shop, and you'll be on your way to your new favorite coffee mug. Next month's topic request is a follow-up to our Wolbachia episode. While we answered the question, does Wolbachia work, in that episode, Naomi Delgado wants to know, how does it work? We're going to be getting into some sweet virus versus bacteria action next month. Thank you for listening. Now go tell all your friends with a peanut allergy that Raven says there's hope.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.